FEO welcomes the convening of this second meeting of the ad hoc open-ended expert group on marine litter and microplastics, and we are very pleased to participate and to share this update on our work on this important topic. FAO considers the issue of marine litter and microplastics from the following perspectives. Firstly, reducing marine litter that originates from the fishing industry, in particular, abandoned, lost, or otherwise discarded fishing gear, ALDFG. Secondly, assessing the ecological impact of microplastics on fisheries resources and aquaculture. And thirdly, assessing food safety risks from marine litter, in particular microplastics on human health. In addition, recently FAO has also begun looking into the issue of plastics in soils related to soil health and food chain risks, as well as a source of marine pollution from soil runoff. Recent developments include the endorsement of FAO's voluntary guidelines for the marking of fishing gear at the 33rd session of FAO's Committee on Fisheries in July 2018. These guidelines include not only gear marking, but also provisions related to retrieval and disposal of gear and reporting of ALDFG. The guidelines are considered to be an important tool in preventing and reducing ALDFG and ghost fishing, and in combating illegal, unreported, and unregulated fishing. FAO is now in the process of developing a global programme which will support the implementation of the voluntary guidelines and other measures to prevent and reduce ALDFG. The programme will act as a capacity development framework, and we will begin this work in 2019 with a series of regional workshops to identify priority needs and actions. We invite interested parties to consider supporting this global programme through financial contributions and partnership arrangements. With regards to microplastics, in 2017, FAO published a technical paper that reviewed the state of knowledge on microplastics in fisheries and aquaculture and implications for aquatic organisms and food safety. FAO is now in the process of building upon this information and using this data to develop appropriate risk profiling tools to assess food safety impacts of microplastic pollution. FAO is also strengthening the marine and microplastics component of our EAF Nansen programme funded by the Government of Norway. At the recent 45th session of GASAMP in September 2018, as highlighted by my colleague at IMO, FAO proposed the establishment of a new GASAMP working group focused on sea-based sources of marine litter, which was supported by GASAMP members. FAO hopes that sea-based sources of marine litter, such as ALDFG, will be carefully considered alongside land-based sources and microplastics within further steps taken by this ad hoc expert group. Finally, FAO would like to highlight the value of strengthening the global partnership on marine litter, which FAO has found to be a helpful mechanism for increasing collaboration, in particular that between FAO, IMO, and UNEP. These are collaborations which we hope to strengthen going forward, as well as collaborations with other bodies and organisations such as the Global Ghost Gear Initiative. Thank you.